from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A shaky ceasefire in Syria is holding. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights saying three people, though, have been killed since the U.S.-Russian brokered end to hostilities took effect. Violence has decreased significantly in the region. Russia says the Syrian army is pulling back from a key highway that the United Nations plans to use for delivering aid to the city of Aleppo. White House has blamed the army for preventing aid from reaching people in need. Russian Defense Ministry accused the U.S. of failing to rein in rebels near the highway. Meantime, Russia is asking the United Nations Security Council to endorse the ceasefire agreement. On the eve of the key European Union summit in Bratislava, French and German leaders called for unity and a clear roadmap for a post-Brexit EU. The bloc is struggling with the deal with migration, insecurity, and growing public disenchantment with the European Union. French President François Hollande warned that the bloc risks a crisis of existence and foundation. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that EU leaders must show they are determined to react together to the weaknesses and the tasks they face. The Philippines' top diplomat told a Washington think tank that his government is committed to longtime alliance with the U.S., but it will not be lectured to about human rights. Philippine Foreign Minister Perfecto Yase called the mutual respect between the two countries important. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turning now to U.S. politics, Democratic Party nominee for President Hillary Clinton returned to the campaign trail Thursday, first time after being laid low for a few days for pneumonia. She spoke to an audience in Greensboro, North Carolina.
I have to say it's great to be back on the campaign trail. As you may know, I recently had a cough that turned out to be pneumonia. I tried to power through it, but even I had to admit that maybe a few days of rest would do me good.
Republican Party presidential candidate Donald Trump spoke to the Economic Club of New York, where he outlined his vision for managing the U.S. economy.
My plan will embrace the truth that people flourish under a minimum government burden, and will tap into the incredible unrealized potential of our workers and their dreams.
A New York Times CBS News poll of likely voters gives Clinton a 46-44% lead over Trump. Same poll says if two minority candidates are put into the mix, Clinton and Trump are tied at 42% apiece. Former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden, has been accused by a committee of U.S. lawmakers of causing tremendous damage to the American national security. Snowden leaked documents of classified U.S. documents in 2016, fled to Russia and where he is now living. Report by the House Intelligence Committee comes at a time when several human rights groups have launched a campaign to convince President Obama to pardon Snowden. More than 120 ocean conservation projects, including nearly $2 billion in new pledges and commitments, are being announced at a major maritime conference hosted by the U.S. State Department. Actor Leonardo DiCaprio spoke to that gathering.
We need more leaders and communities to take bold actions like this. As a global community, we must protect and value vital marine ecosystems rather than treating the oceans as an endless resource to be exploited and as a dumping ground for our waste.
Officials say the measures will affect more than 2 million square kilometers in a new or expanded marine protected area around the world. President Obama announced this week that he has established the first national marine monument in the Atlantic Ocean. The Northeast Canyons and the Seamounts Marine National Monument off the coast of Massachusetts. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.